With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. I put a post up on the Instagram page the other day asking for who you guys thought would be the Smokies and the Kangaroos squad at the end of the year. Obviously, it is a World Cup. They will be going to England, so they will be taking a pretty deep squad. I think they'll take 30 or 35 players. Obviously, a lot of guys will go and play for your Samoas, your Tongas, your Fijis, all these other sides, which is great to see in the World Cup. So, there is going to be a pretty... there's going to be a fair amount of guys that... If you were to pick the Kangaroos just based out on state of origin and all that sort of stuff, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to get in that we probably haven't seen play origin before or that probably weren't on our radar that are just going to be in form come the time of selection. So we're going to go through today on the podcast four different podcasts. We're going to go through four teams at a time. The first installment, we're going to have the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Titans, and the Melbourne Storm. We're going to go through the three Queensland teams, and then we're going to get stuck into the Melbourne Storm as well. So let's roll into those. Let's kick off with the Brisbane Broncos. Now, it will be interesting end of the season when we go to pick this side. There'll be a couple of automatics that will be in there from the Broncos. You know, you've got your Payne Haas. I'm sure he will be one of the first choice guys there. But there's a number of Smokies that could make it in from the Brisbane Broncos. The first one to me is probably Selwyn Cobbo. He obviously played for the Queensland Maroons this year. I didn't think he would at the start of the season. He definitely went on to handle that stage very well and has been great in first grade all season, apart from probably the first three games. So I definitely believe that Selwyn Cobbo will be right up there. As we'll mention a lot throughout the day, you got to remember that a lot of these guys are going to play for your Samoa and your Tongas and these other sides. So like a Brian To'o won't be there. Stephen Crichton won't be there. So there is a lot of opportunities for guys to get a spot in here. And I definitely think that Selwyn Cobbo, along with a young gun from the Roosters, I think they'll be there. So I think Selwyn Cobbo goes on the World Cup tour and I think it'll be fantastic for him. He'll come back for the Broncos next year and absolutely carve it. Another one from the Broncos who hasn't played for the Kangaroos yet, but I think he's an absolute lock-in to play this year. He's Paddy Carrigan. I'm so confident he's going to be part of the squad. I don't think he's a smoky at all. I think he will definitely be there. Now, inside Selwyn Cobbo is Katoni Staggs. Had a bit of a mixed season. Was really awful in the first 4 weeks, let's be honest here. It was very, very disappointing. I was sort of worried whether he'd stay in first grade after week four. He then had two or three huge weeks against top-shelf teams and centres. He played in Origin 1, got injured in that one, got dropped after that. It's been a little bit of an indifferent year for Katoni Staggs. It will be interesting to see where he's at the end of the season. Now, do I think he'll be there at the moment? I probably don't, but I wouldn't rule him out of it, yeah? Katoni Staggs is the sort of guy that can really break a game open at any given moment. The Brisbane Broncos, they will be playing State of Origin football. So, Katoni Staggs, if he can have a couple of big moments in a couple of big games, he could open it up. As much as I think it's unlikely that he will be there, we all know what Katoni Staggs' ceiling is like, and if he does it in finals footy and he breaks open a couple of big games and the Broncos go deep into the finals. Personally, I think there's a world where Katoni Staggs could maybe get a shot. It'll probably take him, there'll probably have to need to be a couple of injuries there as well, which is going to be the same as a lot of guys on this list. But I wouldn't put the red Sharpie through Katoni Staggs completely. Unlikely, but possible. The other one is Corey Oates, which I think is really interesting. I think he's in career best form this season. I think he's been incredible for Brisbane. He's obviously a very experienced guy. I don't think Corey Oates has played for the Kangaroos. Do your own research on that one, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't. Now, once again, similar to Katoni, I really do believe that the Broncos go deep in the final series, which up until 2 weeks ago, I probably thought they would. I'm a little bit nervous about them after the last 2 weeks, but they've still got a month to sort their shit out, and I have no doubt that they will. I think they'll be okay come finals times. He's another guy. He's a big body. He's a target in the air. He's fantastic coming out of his own end. For the better half of the season, Herbie Farnworth wasn't passing the ball, and he was still averaging 200 metres a game. So I think Corey Oates is another one to keep an eye on there. I think Cobbo and Carrigan, I think they both go on this tour along with Payne Haas. Adam Reynolds is another one that you could throw up there. Will he go on it? You know, you've got a number of halves to pick from. I think they'll more so go for younger guys, but I think it's a fair shout that Adam Reynolds has probably played well enough this year to be considered, but I don't think they will go down that avenue in saying that. Reynolds, I don't think he hasn't played for the Kangaroos, obviously, so it might be an opportunity that he's willing to take. Depends how deep the Broncos go into the final series, obviously. I probably don't think he makes it. I probably don't think Corey Oates and Katoni Staggs make it, but this is a podcast centered around Smokey, so the Kangaroos, and I think they definitely could be. Let's move to the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, there's going to be a number of guys going to come out of this Cowboys side that I think will be very, very interesting. Obviously, Reuben Cotter. He played State of Origin this year. He's great. Did his hamstring. Didn't get to play the entire series. I think he's shown this year that he will be an automatic in that team. I think he's been automatic in the squad. I can't see a world where they leave him out. I think especially with Mal Meninga as coach, a proud Queenslander, he would really respect what Reuben Cotter did this year in the Origin arena. We've obviously been very high on him for quite some time, and personally, I would be picking him straight away in my Australian squad. I don't think he's a smoky. I think he's just about a certainty to be there based on what he did in the Origin arena. He can cover hooker, front row, lock. You can just put him anywhere. He's just tough as nails. He'd be fantastic for the Kangaroos to have in their squad. Another one is Jeremiah Nanai. He's exploded this year. It's been incredible. I wasn't sure if he was going to be in the Cowboys starting 17 at the start of the season. Now, I think there's a real chance that he'll be in the Kangaroos starting 17 for the World Cup. Personally, I know some people are calling him a smoky, and they called him a smoky on my post the other day. I think off the back of Origin, what he did there and what he's done for the Cowboys this season, I think he will be there, and I think that he's going to be a really scary prospect as well. Similar to Selwyn Cobbo, when he returns from this World Cup with a heap of experience in big games and playing alongside some of the game's very best and against some of the game's very best, I think he's going to be huge for the Cowboys next year. So personally, I think Reuben Cotter and him, they both get a start in this Kangaroos squad. Now, some little smokies that could be interesting. Obviously, Val Holmes will be there. I think he's an absolute certainty to be there. But Scotty Drinkwater, I think he's had a great season for the Cowboys. I've been very impressed with him. Another one that at the start of the season, he wasn't in the team. But I think he's shown just how valuable he's been to that side. I think he's when they win, it's normally because Scott Drinkwater has played well and he's had big impact. There's a number of fullbacks that they will take if Tommy Turbo's available. Obviously, that's going to make it harder. They will have Luttrell. I think they'll take him as a centre, but he's obviously a world-class fullback as well. I think they'll take Nicho Hynes, and I think they'll take him as a half or a fullback. They'll obviously have Val Holmes, who's played fullback, so I'm not sure how many out-and-out ones they're going to take. I think that whoever wins the comp, there's a good chance their fullback probably goes, whether that's Dylan Edwards, whether that's, you know, a Nicho Hynes, even though he's not their fullback, I think he'll get picked. So I do think the Drinkwater's an outside chance. I think it might take an injury or two for him to get in there, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't rule Drinky out. I think he's a really good chance. Another one is Tommy Dearden. Now, you think about, you know, the halfback depth, I think you'll obviously have Nathan Cleary and DCE. They'll probably be the first few guys picked. I think you'll find that Mitch Moses, he'll be a really good shot to be in there. Then you've got your Luke Keary's, your Sam Walkers, these sort of guys. But Tommy Dearden, you've got to remember, like, he came in Origin 3, did a brilliant job. He's gone to North Queensland Cowboys. They're going to finish second on the ladder. He's been great all season. Another one that I look at and go, you know what, Mal Meninga is the coach. He probably knows what Tom Dearden can get out of this camp. He's fantastic in attack. He's probably, after Dylan Brown, I'd say he's probably the second best defensive half in the game. I think he's been sensational defensively this year. He's a goer. He's never going to let you down. Good kicking game, composed. Tom Dearden could be a real smoky. I think he's a classic guy that if the Cowboys go really deep, if they were to go all the way to a grand final, if he outplays a Mitch Moses in this final series, like plays him under the table, I wouldn't be shocked to see him also get a spot in this Australian squad. Obviously, it's going to be very deep and we're throwing up a lot of names here, but Tom Dearden's another name that I wouldn't rule out. I'd probably put Chatty Townsend in the same category as Adam Reynolds. I think it's probably a little bit past him in saying that. Did get called into the New South Wales squad for the end of the series, but I just think the Kangaroos, probably a bridge too far. Reece Robson's another one. Now, Harry Grant, Ben Hunt, these sort of guys, probably be Api Curaçao, Damien Cook, you'd have to assume that they'd all be in the conversation for the 9 jersey. I think that if the Penrith Panthers go on to win, I think Api will be in this team somewhere. I think they'll take Harry Grant. I think they'll take Ben Hunt. I think they'll take Damien Cook. So Reece Robson, he might be the unlucky one out of all the hookers, but I really do think that he's playing at a level that warrants a selection in this squad. He wouldn't be my starting nine, but if there's one or two injuries to hookers down the track, I don't think there will be any hesitation with picking Reece Robson. The other one is Tommy Gilbert. I thought he was good in the Origin Series as well. Played game 3, was very impressive, having a very good season. He's another one that I think they will consider. So Cowboys, plenty of options coming out of there. I think it'll depend for a lot of these guys how far they go into the NRL finals. Hamiso is another one. If he has a big final series, he's the sort of guy that I wouldn't be surprised to get a smoky spot. As we've said the entire time, guys, throughout the podcast, there will only be probably 5 or 6 smokies in this entire squad, realistically. So I don't know who those 5 or 6 are going to be, but we are going through every single team and turning over every single stone to talk about possibilities. Speaking about the 2 Queensland sides, the Broncos and the Cowboys, let's move to the 3rd, the Gold Coast Titans. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't see many, if any, of the guys making it from this side. I think David Fifita, he'd probably be a chance. I'm not sure if he'll be there, to be honest with you. He wasn't really considered in the Origin arena. Yes, he was injured and stuff, but I'm not sure if he would have been there anyway. Not really impressing in first grade since he's come back. He's been solid. He hasn't been great, though. I think if Fifita's going to get a shot, he's going to have to really break this game open. To be honest with you, if I had to pick a smoky from there, I'd probably pick the other back row, or Beau Firmore. I think he's got little percent of a chance to get picked in this Australian squad, but I think he's had a fantastic season. I don't think it's that crazy to suggest if someone's going to make it from the Titans, it might be Beau Firmore, but I do give him a very, very slim chance. AJ Brimson's the other one that's been impressive this year. He's sort of played out of position. It's been a bit of a shit fight, but he has played Origin in the past. He has done well there. He can play 5'8", he can play fullback, he can be a 14, very handy guy to have in your squad, but once again, I probably think there are too many other guys that are able to cover those positions and are in better sides and are in playing finals footy, etc. So the Gold Coast Titans, I really don't see too many guys getting in there. You could suggest a Jaden Campbell. I just think it's far too early in his career. So unfortunately for the Titans, I don't see many, if any, guys getting in there. Beau Firmore, Fifita, and AJ, they're probably the 3 guys I would consider, but when push come to shove, I think I could find better guys in all those positions realistically. The Melbourne Storm, very interesting. Normally when you're picking a Kangaroo squad, it is absolutely fucking stacked with the Melbourne Storm players. It will be interesting whether they take, you know, Felice Kaufusi, who's been a stalwart in that Kangaroo side for quite some time. Do they start to look to the future? Do they give Kaufusi one last tour here? I think his time is just about up. Obviously, he was in the Origin Arena this year. It'll be interesting to see if they pick a guy like him or not. I think Harry Grant will be there. I think that Cameron Munster will be there. Ryan Pappenhausen's obviously injured, so he won't be there, but he would have been another one that would have been considered. I think Xavier Coates is an interesting one. Obviously, hasn't played for the Kangaroos yet. Has now played for the Queensland Maroons. I think he'll be there and thereabouts at the selection table, especially in the air. He'll be fantastic. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Xavier Coates, Cobbo, and Joey Suoliti go on this tour. But I honestly do think that probably Cobbo and Suoliti are probably slightly in front of Xavier Coates, which might be controversial, but he will get to play finals footy this year and show what he's about. He's already shown in the Origin arena what he can do. A tremendous athlete. Just an incredible footballer. And once again, he's another guy that I think if he went, he would come back just looking like an absolute maniac. He could be very, very impressive over there. Outside of that, I don't really see too many guys from the Melbourne Storm that are going to jump into this team. Normally, you have 1 or 2 smokies that are young guys coming through that have played, you know, 30 to 50 first grade games that are all of a sudden starting to blow it out of the water. I don't really see those guys at the Melbourne Storm at the moment, unfortunately. And the reality of it is, too, a lot of their other guys are, you know, either Kiwis like Brandon Smith, Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, Jerome Hughes, all those sort of guys. Nick Meaney could be a little smoky. I really don't see it. I don't see a world where Nick Meaney could get into this side. Pappy would have been the other smoky. But I just can't find a spot for him. And, you know, Josh King, I think he's had a good season, but I don't think he'll even be considered for this squad realistically. So I really don't see too many coming from the Melbourne Storm outside of the ones I mentioned. But Xavier Coates, he's probably the only smoky that I can really see coming into this Australian squad from the Melbourne Storm. Guys, that covers all of the Queensland teams and the Melbourne Storm as well. In our next installment in a couple of hours, we'll be going through the Manly Seagulls, the Newcastle Knights, Knights, the New Zealand Warriors, and the Canberra Raiders, our next installment of Smokies that could feature in the Kangaroos squad for the 2022 Rugby League World Cup.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.